T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Some of it is very serious, and some of it is going to be fun, especially this time of year. It's June 26th. It's the summertime, and it's hot. It feels like summertime, and I don't know whether you've noticed this. I've talked about this before, but have you noticed that there is a different mentality that sets into this city, this state, this country between Memorial Day and Labor Day? It's just like the summer mentality. And even though you're working, you still have kind of a different attitude. And I notice it in doing talk radio. Every summer, there is just a different mentality, a different attitude. And this must come from the idea that for 12 years early in our lives, for 12 consecutive years, well, for most of us, for 12 consecutive years, we were conditioned to think that summertime is vacation time. And so even though we're working, I still think that there's this summertime mentality that kicks in, and that's where we are now. A sad note, there was a tweet that was sent out by the bounty hunter, Dwayne Dog Chapman. He said, it's 5:52 in Hawaii. This is the time she would wake up and go hike Coco Head Mountain. Only today, she hiked the Stairway to Heaven. We all love her. Beth, see you on the other side. Dog Chapman's wife, Beth, has passed away in Hawaii. I have another pair of tickets to give away to see Michael Bublé in concert July 17th at the Smoothie King Center. And the song of the day is Everything by Michael Bublé. If you don't really recognize the song as soon as it starts, I'll tell you it's the Michael Bublé song. And you'll kind of maybe recognize it. So just listen carefully, and we'll have that sometime between now and 4 o'clock when you hear Everything by Michael Bublé. You need to be the 8th caller to our contest line at 260-WINS. That's 260-9467, and you win a pair of tickets to the concert July 17th. So you sit down in a restaurant in New Orleans or anywhere in Louisiana, and you order shrimp or crawfish. Don't you assume that those shrimp and crawfish, since they're indigenous to Louisiana, don't you assume that you're eating something from local waters? Well, apparently that has not always been the case. Because Governor John Bel Edwards just signed into law a bill that requires all restaurants in the state to prominently post whether the shrimp and crawfish are local or imported. I think this is a really good law. Because the assumption would be, hey, the shrimp are local. The crawfish are local. And maybe this would put pressure on restaurants to go out of their way, even if it cost a little more. And again, that's a whole different topic. I mean, should it cost more for local restaurants to get local shrimp and local crawfish? What if the shrimpers and the crawfishermen, what if they can make more money by importing their products? Do you blame them? So it may mean that we always don't get the shrimp and crawfish here. But I think this is a very, very good law. And it is, I think it's fair to demand that restaurants let you know if the shrimp and crawfish are local or if they have been imported. Do you think you could develop an emotional bond with a robotic pet? I'm not talking about a sex robot or anything like that. I'm talking about just a robotic pet. High-tech companies are betting on people using robotic pets for comfort and support. And there's one woman who has been taking her robotic pet into places where dogs are not allowed. Pets are not allowed. She brings the robotic pet in there. Now, these robotic pets are very sophisticated. They can learn tricks. They can recognize your face. And they can navigate around obstacles. So, I mean, but do you think you could ever develop an emotional relationship with a robotic pet? I don't think I could, but, you know, maybe this is the thing of the future. Anyway, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, 4 new events have been provisionally added to the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris. Skateboarding, surfing, climbing, and breakdancing. This was posted on the WWL Radio Facebook page yesterday. And of all four, breakdancing, when I was reading it, breakdancing seemed to attract the most criticism. Like, oh yeah, breakdancing. I mean, why is that an Olympic sport? I mean, why don't we make hopscotch an Olympic sport? Why don't we make a Red Rover, send somebody over, an Olympic sport? But if you think about what breakdancing is and the definition of breakdancing, it seems to me that breakdancing and skateboarding, certainly, and surfing should be Olympic sports. Climbing, I guess, as well. I mean, I guess there's a technique to climbing, and it would be about speed, you know, how fast you can climb a wall. So before you jump to the conclusion that breakdancing should not be an Olympic sport, we'll be talking about that a little bit later. I also wrote a blog about that. It's on our website at WWL.com, and you may totally disagree with me, but I make a case that breakdancing could be a legitimate Olympic sport. And it's sad that there are some people who are just against any change. And especially if it's something that they don't do or they're not familiar with, then they're against it. But I remember I think it was 1998, when at the Winter Olympics in Japan, when snowboarding events were added to the Olympics for the first time, there was a lot of criticism because snowboarding was an activity for younger generations, and there were a lot of people who have watched the Olympics and did not think that snowboarding belonged in the Olympics. And now the half pipe competition, the snowboarding, the slalom, all of that has become very, very popular in the Winter Olympics. So, I mean, why not skateboarding? Why not climbing? Why not surfing? And also, why not breakdancing? So we'll get into that a little bit later. Also, there's a new study that has come out that tells us something we all know. New Orleans driving ranks among the worst in any city in America. I've got a list of 200 cities. I'll tell you where New Orleans ranks. We know it's true, but here's the question. Why do you think drivers are so bad in New Orleans? Is this an extension of our culture? Is bad driving genetic? Is it a learned experience? So we'll talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour, when some of you are getting in your cars, heading home. The Democrats are going to debate tonight. Well, some of them. There's so many of them. There are two debates, one tonight and one tomorrow night. And here's what we should talk about on and off throughout the show. You know how sometimes people with a popular show, they say, well, here's the song. I mean, here's the word or here's the phrase. And whenever you hear this, you take a shot. And the first time I remember hearing about this was the Bob Newhart show. And they had a tendency to always say, hi, Bob. So, you know, the game was, if you decided to play it, every time somebody said, hi, Bob, you took a shot. And chances are you were pretty drunk by the end of the show. So the question is, what should be the drinking word tonight for the debate? What word or phrase should be the drinking word or phrase for the debate tonight? Every time you hear it mentioned by any of the Democrats, you take a shot. Actually, whatever it is, it's probably going to be said a lot. So maybe we should just say, take a sip of alcohol, not a shot. We'll talk about that. I'm sure you have seen the heartbreaking picture of a father and his 23-month-old daughter lying dead face down in the Rio Grande River. It is fueling the border debate even more. This father apparently had successfully crossed the river. He was going back to get his wife, the mother, and the baby saw, the 23-month-old, saw the father leave, and so she went to cling on to him. This is my understanding of it. And the swift current in the Rio Grande swept them away, and they drowned. And they drowned in a position to where the 23-month-old daughter had her arm around the father. Now, I know this debate is very controversial. It's drawn along political lines. Republicans blame the Democrats. Democrats blame the Republicans. I understand that. I don't think that's right, but that's our reality. But I don't see how you could be a father or a mother. I don't see how you could be a human being and not look at that photograph as really tragic. And this is not the case with everybody. And it's one microcosm of the entire border crisis. But it seems to me that there's got to be some kind of emotional reaction to that. Because, again, we're people. And put politics aside. And I know some will argue, well, he shouldn't have done that to his daughter. He did that to his daughter. He shouldn't have brought them to America. I get that argument. But he did. And you and I can't relate to that because things are not that bad for us. But things are so bad in some places that fathers would rather take a chance on their kids dying, on them dying, to get to a new place. Now, they have to come in legally. I understand that. But can't we put politics aside and look at that and go, this is really sad. This was somebody who was just trying to get a better life for his family. And he ends up drowning with his 23-month-old daughter. Which party is mostly to blame for the crisis at the border? The Democrats or the Republicans? If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, who leaves a baby on the bank of a rushing river, not even a two-year-old, and expect them not to follow? That's being a bad parent, because it's dangerous to come here. Doesn't mean that you have to let them in freely. I get that. I mean, I get all of that. But, it, you know, just having spent a week with my granddaughter in Portland, it's just so difficult to even look at that picture and not have the human reaction to, this is tragic. That's not to say that anybody should come into this country illegally. But can't we put politics aside and see that as just a really tragic picture and scenario of what's happening at the border? Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Months ago, I didn't perceive what was happening at the border as a crisis. But the way things have developed, not just because of this picture, but the way things have developed in the last month or so, maybe 2-3 months, so many people have been coming. And it's interesting that President Trump has been so tough with don't come to the border. We're going to crack down on border crossings. And yet more and more people are coming. And so there's been a big spike in people coming to this country across the border illegally or trying to get in illegally. So I think it's fair to say it is a crisis. The picture of this Salvadoran father and his 23-month-old daughter lying face down on the Rio Grande River, dead after they drowned, is just adding more to this very heated debate about the border. And I understand the argument that he shouldn't have put his daughter in that position. I mean, I get that argument, but, you know, we don't know where they came from. We don't know. And it's so easy for us to say where we live from our perspective of life. It's so easy for us to say, well, he shouldn't have done that. But you don't know how bad things were. And while this was maybe a bad decision, can't we put politics aside and just think that this is tragic? And that even though they should not come here illegally, the idea that they want to come here is a compliment to our country. We can't let them all in. We can't. And there should be security at the border. But sometimes politics get so involved in this debate that people don't even feel it from a human standpoint. And I don't see how you cannot look at that father and daughter as just, again, a microcosm of the tragedy at the border. Also, tonight we're talking about what should be the drinking word for tonight's debate of the Democratic candidates. There's so many Dems running that there's one debate tonight and one debate tomorrow night. We'll be talking about that a little bit this afternoon. And, of course, we'll have highlights on the show tomorrow afternoon. What should be the drinking word? The word, I don't think you should do a shot, because whatever word it is, it's going to happen a lot. So maybe what word should you hear when you take a sip? Every time you hear the word, you have to take a sip of your drink. I've got a text here that says, the word for tonight is Trump. Wow. Man, you would be plastered if you took a sip of a drink every time somebody says Trump tonight. Any other good drinking words for the debate tonight? If you would like to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Sam, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I wanted to say I'm a big fan, and I'm calling to do the drinking word.
Okay.
All right. Well, what do you think it should be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're just going to talk about this throughout the afternoon. I mean, there are so many possibilities. I think, you know, Trump would, of course, be the obvious one. But what are some of the other phrases? I mean, maybe obstruction of justice would be a phrase. Every time somebody said that tonight in the debate, take a sip of your drink.
Yeah, a lot of people would be getting drunk off of that one. But hold on, I got to cut grass. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Wow. I mean, if you cut grass for a living, is there that moment that it's an emergency and you just have to leave right away? Like, I'm cutting grass. Oh, my God, I got to go cut the grass right now. I mean, I don't know. You know what he had up here? He had up here by his name. Ian wrote this next to his name. We need to build a wall. And so that's the phrase that he thinks should be the drinking word or phrase for tonight. We need to build a wall. The Democrats are not going to say that. The candidates are not going to say that, promoting it from their standpoint, but they may say that in terms of what President Trump wants to do. Here's a text. Republicans keep hiring illegal immigrants. That is true. That is so true. But that's not something that gets focused on. What gets focused on is the rhetoric that your life is in danger because of illegal immigrants. And factually, that's not something that you should fear. It's something that we should be concerned with, but the greater fear is that you're going to be killed or attacked by an American. And there are many illegal immigrants who are taking jobs hired by Republicans who are doing things that some Americans don't want to do. I mean, these are facts. This is not my opinion. And as long as there's a market here, people will be coming here. But don't you think it's interesting that as much as President Trump has cracked down on the border, as much as he's talked tough about the border, to me, it's interesting that there's been this big, incredible surge of people coming to the country. Which party do you mostly blame for the crisis at the border? Is it the Democrats or the Republicans? And even if you're for the wall, even if you're not for people coming to this country at all, can't you put politics aside and look at that picture of the father and the 23-month-old daughter after they drown? Can't you see that as just a tragic sample of what's going on at the border? Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We're coming right back on WWL. And there certainly is a crisis at the border now, and as tough as President Trump has been in declaring his interest in doing something about the border, and look, something needs to be done about the border. I agree with the president on that. I don't agree with demonizing illegal immigrants as a group to the point where people are scared to death. You know, I mean, this is a definite tactic. And you look at the statistics, and the statistics do not support the rhetoric. But, you know, again, people react emotionally rather than logically. When I see the picture of his father and his 23-month-old daughter with her arm around him, and they're both dead, face down, lying in the Rio Grande, I mean, it breaks my heart. And I realize that you can't come here illegally, but it still breaks my heart. Here's a text that says, we had a border problem when Republicans controlled Congress, the Senate, everyone in Washington is to blame. Well, you know, I agree with that. From Mandeville, Hank, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Hey, Hank.
Man, it's a tragedy what's happened to these children. I'm a firm believer on border security and trying to get some regulations done, but it seems like both sides are at fault. But my problem is, what are we doing to make these countries better? I know they're coming, but why are they coming? Can't we do something to help them in their countries, make it a better living for them?
Hank, if I'm not mistaken, George W. Bush tried that. I don't remember the specific effort, but he made an attempt to improve the economy in Mexico so that people would not want to come here as much. And you know, we're so close that you would think that maybe we could have more influence, especially in northern Mexico because of our geographical proximity to northern Mexico. You think that we would have more that we could do to help them. You know, I think no matter what we do to improve their economy, I think we also have to just recognize that America is a pretty great place to live. You know, it's far from perfect, but it's a pretty great place to live. So people are going to want to come here, you know, even if Mexico and the economy in Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador are better.
But how horrible are these places where people are risking their lives to come here? I mean, there's got to be some serious problems in these countries. I mean,
well, that's it, Hank. You know, you live in Mandeville. I live in downtown New Orleans. And, you know, as rough as I can say it is to live in downtown New Orleans, it's not as rough as where these people are trying to escape from. And so it's easy for us to say, well, why would you do that with your child? Well, what if things are so bad that this is the best option?
I mean, yeah, but here we go. We got a government where they can't seem to solve any problems other than point fingers at each other and call each other names and hit us against each other. And it's a horrible situation. Our country's great, but our politics is horrible.
Well, you're right about that. And Hank, look, the Democrats are to blame because they don't, you know, even if there is wisdom, and there is wisdom in an aspect of the wall. The wall, in my opinion, is not going to do what President Trump claims it's going to do, and that is feeding the red meat to his base. But there is wisdom in building a wall. There's wisdom in doing certain things to secure the border. But, you know, they've got Democrats who don't want to go along with anything because, well, the Republicans are for it. And it can't be that way, but sadly, that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's tit for tat, and we caught in the middle. Hey, the drinking word.
Yeah.
How about free? How many times are we going to get free tonight?
I think you'd be pretty wasted by the end of the evening. Hank, I appreciate the call, man. Glad you're with us. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Yeah, we're also talking about what would be a good drinking word for the Democratic candidates' debate tonight. Trump, we need to build a wall. Now, the Democrats would talk about how Trump says we need to build a wall because I don't expect the candidates tonight to promote the idea of building a wall. Hank just recommended free and obstruction of justice. I mean, that would be another good drinking word or phrase. Every time you hear that, take a sip of your drink and you're probably going to be wasted at the end of it all. Well, if you even watch it. If you don't want to watch the Democrats debate tonight, we'll have highlights on the show tomorrow afternoon. From New Orleans, Immaculata, you're on WWL.
Hi. First, let me say I love listening to your show.
I appreciate that.
Me and my Charlie listen to you all the time, but I really just called in to comment about the drinking words.
Okay.
I had three little cute little phrases that I think everybody will be drunk off. The first one is, I think. The second should.
We should.
And we should. And the last one is, as usual.
As usual. Yeah, any one of those, if you took even a sip, not a shot, if you took a sip of your drink every time that was mentioned tonight, you'd be toasted at the end. So you've got, I think,
sure
we should, and as usual.
As usual.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are good ones, Immaculata. I appreciate your call. And from New Orleans, Lloyd, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good, Lloyd.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify something that you said. I wanted to challenge it. You said that that illegal aliens do a lot of jobs that a lot of Americans don't want to do. Well, I think that we should say these illegal immigrants are doing a lot of jobs that businesses don't want to pay more for. And I think that if we really believe that the president is going to build some wall that he's not going to make money off of, that is going to be affected, we are deluding ourselves because the president hires illegal immigrants to build his building, to work at his golf clubs. So someone called in earlier and said that Republicans are texted in, Republicans hire illegal immigrants. Absolutely. When they had the entire Congress and the presidency, they could have fixed it. They could have issued them. They could have issued the money to build their wall, but they don't want to because they get cheaper labor.
You know, I don't know that they all think that much about it. They like the cheap labor that they get, and you're right. Republicans and Democrats are both involved in creating that market. But I do know that in other cities, especially out west, landscaping jobs and agricultural jobs, they may pay everybody the same amount, but the jobs are filled, in a lot of cases, by illegal immigrants because that's what it takes to fill those jobs. But, you know, the wage is definitely an issue. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. More of your comments are coming up. And what do you think should be the drinking word or phrase for tonight's debate of the Democratic candidates tonight? I got a couple of texts here that say impeach. Ooh, wow. Man, if you took a sip every time they said impeach, you're wasted. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. The border crisis is causing a lot of passionate debate. I mean, it continues, but it's really been sparked by the picture of this Salvadoran father and his 23-month-old daughter. Her arm is around him. They're lying dead, face down in the Rio Grande. And I've got a text here that says, I'm not sad because the dad and the baby, they need to stay where they were. Well, I think that's wherever you're texting that from. It's easier for you to say than it is for perhaps them to do that. I mean, it seems like really sound advice, but maybe it's so bad that it was worth taking the chance. From New Orleans, James, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. I would like to bring a little bit of clarity to some of your listeners who are having trouble understanding why, quote-unquote, these people are doing what they're doing to come to this country.
Okay.
I'm not sure, you know, most people who are born in this country, they understand what it's like to have their clothes washed. They understand what it's like to have running water, hot water to take a shower and a bath in. But when you come from a country where you're living on dirt floors, dirt roads, trash, garbage, sewage, not able to take a hot shower, and if you are one of the lucky ones to be able to take a hot shower, the hot shower will be connected with a device hooked up to a battery that, you know, temporarily gives you hot water for a short period of time. And I work with these guys. I've been working with them for the last 15 years. And to be quite honest with you, I have tried to give Americans who were born in this country, who were born in this area, work. And it just seems like the work ethic that has been they just don't have the work ethic that people here who are hungry, who don't have anything, who live on dirt floors and don't take hot showers and may take a bath once a week.
So James, if you're in a position to hire people, would you pay the illegal immigrants the same as you would pay an American to do the same job?
Yes. If they're qualified and skilled, I pay the same amount of money.
So it's not about just getting cheaper labor. It's the fact that you cannot find Americans to fill those jobs.
No, and they're not qualified to fill those jobs.
And what jobs are those?
Well, actually, I'm in the construction business now. I'm a home builder, so I use at every facet of the building. I use different people.
Yeah.
So most people that I use now are of the Spanish heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to use Americans. And it seems to be nothing but problems.
Well, this is not bashing America. This is being honest about a problem. And there is a mentality in this country of entitlement and feeling I shouldn't have to do that. And you do have people coming here. Look what they did to get here. And when they're here, they have a different work ethic than many Americans. And I think we should look in the mirror and realize that we should be better at what we do.
Well, I think, and honestly, I think we've created this in the last two and three and four and five generations, maybe not five generations back, but I think we have created this. We've created a where everyone needs to go to college and get a job, and the only job that's credible is if you're a doctor or a lawyer, and everything else doesn't really make sense.
Right.
But for me, in the industry that I'm in, the guys that work for me and the people who own the businesses, whether they're the foundation companies or the framing carpenters or the electricians or the plumbers, they make unbelievable amounts of money when they own the company.
You know, there was an, I think you bring up
a lawyer who,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. It was back in the 70s that there was this mandate that everybody go to school. Education was mandatory in Costa Rica. And they had a hard time finding labor to do jobs because everybody was educated and everybody wanted a certain kind of job. So in a society, there has to be an upper class, middle class, and even a lower class.
I don't know. It's hard for me to relate to a upper class and a middle class and a higher class because, you know, I deal with a lot of higher class people, and I'm just a middle class guy, believe me. But I deal with a lot of higher class people, and, you know, the higher class people today shouldn't be in the high class that they're in, to be quite honest.
Well, I get that. And, James, I've got to get to a break here, but let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you – maybe you don't know for sure, but do you suspect that some of the people that hire you, and you're hiring illegal immigrants – they want a house built at the best possible price. They want the job done. They don't care, and they're not checking with you if you've hired illegal immigrants.
No, I think it has – honestly, I don't think it has anything to do with that. The people today, they just want their job done right, and they want it done quality. So it doesn't matter if you're illegal or not. And most likely, The illegal ones are doing a better job than the ones who are legal.
James,
But it's the truth.
I appreciate the call. So here you're hearing from somebody who hires illegals and tries to hire Americans. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're talking about the crisis at the border, but we've got a lot more to get to this afternoon on WWL. It was on this day, June the 26th, 1964, this song by the Rolling Stones, It's All Over Now, was released. This became the first Stone song to reach number one in Great Britain. You've got a chance to win Stones tickets from WWL. Stones are bringing their No Filter Tour to New Orleans July 14th, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. You want to be there? Well, here's all you have to do. And we're talking about good seats, lower bowl seats valued at $500 a pair. Go to WWL.com/contest now and register. WWL.com/contest. Register now. Make sure you do it before Sunday, June 30th. One lucky person will see the Stones and get tickets from WWL. From Metairie, Lewis, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. Glad you got to see your family recently.
It was great. Thanks.
I'm going to say this about the picture. You know, no matter what side of the fence you're on, no pun intended, that it's a horrible thing when they have to look for a better life. And we happen to dangle this candy over here. We have such a great life over here. We made the Cubans make it to the shore, and they got to come in. So these poor people had to swim over here, make it to the shore, and then they got to stay in. But anyway, I don't have to cut my grass because I cut it yesterday, so I'm not going to just hang up on you.
That guy was so weird. I mean, the guy's cutting grass, and then, like, he can't finish the conversation because all of a sudden he has to go cut it. What happened at that moment where he all of a sudden had to, I got to go cut the grass? That's weird.
We don't know.
No, we don't.
Know. Here's my solution, crazy as it might be, because I went through the Reagan era where we had to check everybody in the world, make sure they had all that green card and Social Security. Man, he checked on us. He gave the amnesty, so I remember going through all of that. But, you know, the Mexicans are on our border. What if we just, at the border, would take the Mexicans and hear their situations, but everybody else from other countries, no matter what country it is, got to go to their little the little places that we have there to make the application and just cut down on the people trying to come through and give some kind of work amnesty, the way they come here, go directly with a Social Security number, and come to work for us. Because like your previous caller, I have a mechanic shop, and one guy came in just about 2 months ago, and, he was a great mechanic. He could hardly speak English, but real nice fellow. We communicated. And when I asked him for the Social Security Act, I was going to hire him, and he says, I can't come in, and left. And he was qualified. I mean, as far as what he knew how to do, you know, our conversation wasn't great, but it was enough to know he was capable. So, I mean, we've got to have a work program. These are people on our border.
But, Lewis, what you're saying is that there are answers out there, but the political parties are so divided that they have no interest in coming together and finding answers. They're too busy trying to blame the other party.
Well, they need to take care of us because a lot of people feel that we could really use a great workforce that's willing to work, know how to work. They don't have to be doctors or lawyers, but they're going to help this economy, and they're going to help us. I don't know if we can take all these countries coming through at the border.
Lewis, I have to leave it there. I've got news coming up. Man, I appreciate your comment. If you're on hold, stay with us. Yeah, we'll continue with this conversation. But also, there are four new sports that have been added to the Olympics in 2024 in Paris. One of the four is creating a lot of controversy. But maybe it really should be an Olympic sport. That and more in the next hour. I'm Scoot. It's Wednesday, halfway through the week. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.